This kind of demographic anxiety affects many parts of the world, so we're going to continue looking at it in Lebanon. Part three of our series tomorrow looks at the declining Christian population and the implications that that holds for the future. You can listen to the first part of the series at npr.org.
Religion, of course, plays a role in America's presidential politics. Republican candidates depend on the support of evangelical Christians, core Republican voters. And yesterday, two of those candidates received endorsements from prominent conservative Christians.
Televangelist Pat Robertson threw his support behind Rudy Giuliani. Robertson supports Giuliani even though they disagree on issues like abortion rights and gay rights. Giuliani has supported both in the past. The former New York mayor has been working to win over social conservatives by saying he would appoint judges who would strictly interpret the Constitution. He also says that at least he's better than Hillary Clinton.
Opposition to Hillary Clinton is also the reason that a leading conservative senator favors John McCain. Sam Brownback of Kansas ran himself until he dropped out of the race in October. He called McCain, quote, the best pro-life candidate to beat Hillary Clinton. And Mitt Romney may also benefit from a conservative Christian's endorsement. Bob Jones III, chancellor of the fundamentalist Christian Bob Jones University, endorsed his candidacy in October.